A Word Fitly Spoken by Reverend Bill Langrack. Wilderness. How easy it is to forget we live in the wilderness, with solid homes, comfortable clothes, fine food, and every convenience readily available, beds, queen size and king, cell phones and internet, refrigerators and microwaves, RVs and SUVs, doctors and hospitals. The wilderness seems quite far away, but in the wilderness we live, and there we shall die. God did not create the world as such. The blame lies with Lucifer, who, beginning with Eden, transforms all he touches, from lush lands to golden cities, into wilderness. Isaiah 14, verse 17. Spiritually, it is all wilderness, a waste howling place. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. Great and terrible. Deuteronomy 1, verse 19. A solitary way where the soul faints. Psalm 107, verse 4. Men are entangled, shut in. Exodus 14, verse 3. And die, their carcasses wasted and then consumed. Numbers 14, verse 35. To travel there is to pass through the shadow of death. Jeremiah 2, verse 6. It is a perilous place. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 26. A land of darkness. Jeremiah 2, verse 31. Great winds. Job 1, verse 19. Thorns and briars. Judges 8, verse 7. Hunger and thirst. Numbers 21, verse 5. Fierce enemies. Jeremiah 32, verse 2 and Ezekiel 23, verse 42. Ambush. Lamentations 4, verse 19. And wild dragons, fiery serpents, and scorpions. Isaiah 43, verse 20 and Deuteronomy 8, verse 15. And in the wilderness expect to encounter the seven-headed scarlet beast and its mysterious bejeweled rider, drunk with saint blood and blasphemous, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots, abomination of the earth, Revelation 17, verse 3 through 6. Israel spent a long season in the wilderness, Numbers 14, verse 33, passing from one to another, Etham, Shur, Sinai, Paran, Zin, Kedemoth, even Sin. And from the moment they entered the wilderness, they lusted exceedingly, Psalm 106, verse 14, murmured, Exodus 16, verse 2, disobeyed and tempted God, Numbers 14, verse 22. They provoked him to wrath and grieved him, Deuteronomy 9, verse 7, and Psalm 78, verse 40. Even after they entered Canaan, an imperfect picture, they were never very far from more wilderness, Beersheba, Bethaven, Judah, Gibeon, Ziph, Maon, Engedi, Moab, Jeruel, and Tekoa. In one of them, young David would keep sheep from bears and lions, 1 Samuel 17, verse 28. In another, John the Baptist would be a voice crying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," Mark 1, verse 3. God always brings his church through the wilderness. By grace, he transforms that perilous place into a refuge, Psalm 55, verse 7. So in the wilderness, Moses found safety from Pharaoh, Exodus 3, verse 1. David hid from Saul and Absalom, and Elijah from Jezebel, 1 Kings 19, verse 4. And how God has cared for his people there. In its darkness, he appeared in blazing glory, Exodus 16, verse 10. To the wandering, he gave a law, a reason to worship and give thanks. Leviticus 7, verse 38. He forsook them not, but by cloud and fire led in the way they should go, gave his good spirit to instruct them, and sustained them, so they lacked nothing. Nehemiah 9, verse 19 through 21. He made them to go forth as sheep, guided them like a flock. Psalm 78, verse 52, and delivered them in their distress. Psalm 107, verse 4. For the hungry and thirsty he furnished a table, rained bread from heaven. Psalm 78, verse 24, and brought geysers from the rock. Psalm 78, verse 19. He numbered them, Numbers 1, verse 19, humbled them and proved them. Deuteronomy 8, verse 16. He carried them as a man bears his son. Deuteronomy 1, verse 31. And kept them as the apple of his eye. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. How comforting that the ministry of Jesus began in the wilderness, among wild creatures, hungry, thirsty, and sorely tempted. Christ overcomes the beast. Mark 1, verse 13. In the wilderness, Jesus feeds the multitude. Matthew 15, verse 33, seeks that which is lost. Luke 15, verse 4, and is lifted up, that whosoever believes on him should not perish. John 3, verse 15 through 16. Because of his covenant of peace, they dwell safely there. Ezekiel 34, verse 25, and Hosea 2, verse 6. He gives his church eagle's wings to fly to her prepared wilderness place, nourishes and keeps her safe from the serpent. Revelations 12, verse 6 through 14. And he transforms that waste, howling wilderness into a new thing. Isaiah 43, verse 19. He pours out his spirit from on high so that the barren place becomes fruitful. Isaiah 32, verse 15. The solitary place becomes glad. The desert place blossoms as the rose, and waters break out into streams. Isaiah 35, verse 1 through 6. Even the animals shall honor him. Isaiah 43, verse 20. He shall comfort all the waste places and make them again like Eden, the garden of the Lord, where joy and gladness are found. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Isaiah 51, verse 3. Out of the wilderness he comes forth like pillars of smoke, and the church also, leaning upon her beloved. Song of Solomon 3, verse 6 and 8, verse 5.